Good morning, guys. Had a good walkthrough, a good start, I think, to our game plan. I think the guys were into it in our meetings this morning, and looking forward to getting to practice this afternoon and moving forward. This is a good football team that we're playing on Sunday. They've done a very good job. They're 3-0 at home, tough environment to play in. So we're going to have to do a real good job of approaching this in the right way from the very beginning and all the way through, knowing it's a very important game for both teams. And the fact that we are the road team, there are a lot of things that we have to do right in order to have a chance to be successful on Sunday. And that's what we'll work as hard as we can throughout this week on getting that done. But excited about this opportunity. John Carlson will not practice this afternoon. Still has not been cleared. The only other guy that won't be here is Tyrone McKenzie. He and his wife are in the process of having their first child, so he won't be here either. Everybody else should be participating and preparing for the game today and practice. So,
you got Michael Jenkins back?
Michael's back. Went through walkthrough this morning, and he's fine.
Well, was that related at all to the hurricane or not?
No.
As you look to sort out the cornerback situation and replacing Chris, what are you looking for this week with AJ and Josh and trying to figure out who fits where?
Yeah, the consistency in practice and who grabs the game plan the best and who gives us the best chance at this stage of the season to go out and be effective at the corner position opposite Antoine.
Is that open competition this week between those guys?
We have an idea what direction we want to go, but we got to see how it goes in practice for the next couple of days.
Is it a little bit different challenge for your receiver group with the size of those Seattle corners this week?
Boy, they do have a big physical group back there. The safeties are big. The corners are big. You don't usually see four across, with the size that they have. And they play very, very well. They do a good job of getting their hands on you and playing press coverage. So it'll be a little bit different, although we see press coverage. I don't know if we see it as consistently with the size that we'll see on Sunday.
In some ways, is that better for a guy like Harvin, who's so quick off the snap that maybe he can avoid it as a smaller receiver?
Could be, but sometimes when those big guys get their hands on you, sometimes it's tough to get away from them. So if they can throw the timing off between the quarterback and the receiver, advantage to the defense. So we'll have to do some things to try to take away a little bit of their strength.
You don't have a lot of guys that have dealt with Seattle's field, and you're just talking about timing and coming off the snap. I mean, why is this one of the bigger challenges in the league too?
Their fans, Brian, do a good job of getting in the game early and making it hard on offenses and teams in general to function. Much like our fans here, when we have it going, it's a tough place to play at Mall of America Field, and their environment is similar in that way. I mean, you don't want to fall too far behind in that environment. It can be tough.
Pumping noise in this week?
Yes, we will be pumping noise in practice for sure. Yes.
With the 3-3 and outs to start the Tampa game, when you went back and looked at it, were you able to pick up any trends, anything specifically that you wanted to clean up this week?
There are some things we definitely want to do better. Get some first downs, and we talked about that, and we're going to do our very best to improve in that area. And we don't want to have a lot of 3-and-outs, especially on the road this week. We want to put some first downs together, and that'll help our team.
What do you sense has caused some of these last two games?
Well, some of it you credit to defense, and then we got to do a better job of executing, and we got to be able to put some things together. We think we're capable of doing that, and we're going to work towards getting that done for this game.
Les, you mentioned that your struggles against the blitz or your protecting against the blitz is on film, and teams have seen it. What is the key or our keys to kind of stopping that feeding frenzy, the snowball effect of teams just piling on?
Well, Mark, if teams get a beat, that can be a problem for you. As you'll see more of it. But if you hit a few plays, whether it be in the run game or the pass game, then that backs them up a little bit and make those coordinators think twice about living on pressure. So we'll have to be able to make some plays if that's the way people want to approach us.
They're also doing it to stop the run. How unusual is that, and what's the key? What's the difference between attacking something like that? Because it seems like Adrian would be the perfect guy to beat the blitz, but if they're doing that to also stop him, how unique is that?
It's really not that unique. We do it quite a bit. Even when I was playing, we used to do the same thing against good backs. Try to get as many people to the line of scrimmage and try to penetrate the gaps more so with pressure than you would if you were in your base defense. So it's not that unusual. We just got to do a better job of handling it because we're going to get more of it as we go forward. And if you handle it the right way, there are going to be some creases that end up being explosive plays, like the 64-yarder that we had with Adrian. So we can do some things to make people back up. We just got to be able to execute when it happens.
The number one thing is just to hit a deep ball every once in a while to just kind of
– That'll help. That would definitely help. Every now and then to hit a play down the field or break a long run against some of those looks. Either one of those two will make people think twice about continually making that a game plan deal.
When you look at Seattle's front four or front seven, what do you see from how they approach you or approach teams as far as blitzing?
They're not a big, at least they haven't been a big blitz team, but they are so active with their front. They do a very good job of creating some problems with the athleticism of Clemens along with their first-round pick, Bruce. So they do a good job of doing some things on the edges. The tackles are tough, physical guys inside. And their linebackers run very well. So they do some things with their front seven that create some problems for your offensive line. And they're one of the best teams in the league right now stopping the run. So, you know, we'll have our hands full being able to get done some of the things we want to get done.
Do they move Clemens more than most teams move their defensive end around?
I don't know if it's more than most without, you know, studying across the league. But they move him quite a bit. They move him different places along the line in certain situations. And, you know, we have to be aware of where he is. He's one of those guys who can disrupt your flow on offense.
When you look at the passing offense the past few weeks here, how much of it the struggles have been timing between Christian and the receivers?
A little bit of that's been a little bit of the problem. But, you know, we got to be able to find ways to get open depending on what the coverage is, be able to protect a little bit better. And when we have some opportunities, be able to connect when it happens. But sometimes it's timing, but it's been a combination of things for us. It hasn't been any one thing. And the time that we had over the last few days to go back and look at some things, I think will be able to help us. And, you know, we'll find out if that's true when we line up on Sunday.
You were a cornerback, defensive back. Talk about the advantages of a big corner, which they have in the scheme of things of defense.
You know, just going back, Larry, to what I was saying earlier to Tim about you like to believe when you have bigger corners that have some athleticism that if they get the hands on those receivers and you're playing press coverage, you have a chance to throw off the timing between the quarterback and the receiver, which is a big deal if you can buy your defensive line another second, you know, just to make him have to hitch a little bit. If you can get a couple of big corners who can be physical at the line of scrimmage and slow down the time between the quarterback and the receiver, you think you have an advantage. And the little quick guys, they can be tough, but those long-arm defensive backs like Chris Cook and others, they kind of offset sometimes that quickness.
That 53rd spot?
We have not. We have not yet.
Is it too late to trade for one of those Seahawks guys?
Yeah, we're approaching that trade deadline. But I like our guys. I like the guys we have, and, you know, they've got some good corners, though.
One of the reasons that you've waited to make a move, are you waiting for the trade deadline before you maybe bring somebody in on a free agent basis?
It's different factors without giving too much away. I mean, trade deadline is, what, Thursday? So you want to do everything you can. I know Rick and our personnel department is doing this, everything that we can to try to improve our team and help our team to be better. So you want to exhaust all avenues in doing that.
The back you'll face Sunday is a little different than the last two. What stands out to you about Lynch? And obviously he's off to a pretty good start again.
You're right, Dan. He's an excellent back. Yards after contact, that's what stands out. He's had some runs where you think a guy's hitting so hard he's going to fall back, and next thing you know he's breaking a tackle, and it takes two or three people to bring him down. He is a tough, tough back. Runs with a lot of power, great balance, and he's an explosive runner, evidenced by the run he had on Sunday against Detroit. I mean, he's got speed to go with his power. So he's an exceptional back.
Sidney Rice come up with a big few big plays for him here in recent weeks. What have you guys seen with Rice? And is it a matter of just him being healthy?
It looks that way. I mean, he's looking like the Sidney we remember. He's making a lot of plays down the field, contested plays, and he's staying healthy, and his production is up, and that's the key for him, staying healthy, and he's doing that.
Work out punter Brian Stojovich, and if so, why?
We worked out some different guys yesterday. Worked out linemen, some punters, worked out defensive back over the weekend, worked out different positions. And it's something we'll do throughout the season, Brian. I mean, we'll probably bring in some guys next week as well. And Rick and the personnel department do a great job of just helping us to have a Rolodex of players that could potentially be available if we have an injury or something else occurs. So it's something that'll be ongoing for us throughout the year, bringing in guys, and we've always done that.
What's your level of confidence in Chloe to pull out of the little rut he's been in?
You know, Chris is a pro. He'll figure this out between Mike Prefer and our staff. I mean, he'll come through it. He's been in this league a while now. He knows how to look at himself, look at tape, and figure things out. And I think Mike always does a great job with him, so he'll get through this.
In view of what happened last week, Thursday, how much of that was psychological?
That's hard to say, Larry. For me to go into that realm, it's a tough one. When you're talking about Chris, right? How much was psychological for our team? I don't know. I mean, the other team we played better than us. They did a better job than we did. I don't know how much of it's psychological. They were better than us on that night.
It's no secret with Chris, his political activism and his media profile have accelerated here in the last couple of months. Is there any connection? Do you see that having any effect on him, on his production?
I mean, Chris is a pro. I mean, he's been able to deal with so many things in his career. You know, he's able to focus in these situations and focus on the task at hand, and as it has been a very good punter, which he is. So I don't think anything off the field is distracting him. He knows how to focus on his job, and fully expect him to have a big game for us on Sunday.
Are you guys just taking Rudolph away, or are you guys just not doing a good enough job finding him and getting the ball to him?
They are trying to take him away at times, Jim, but we are trying to get the ball to him as well. And there were some times in the last couple of weeks we wanted to be able to do some things with him, and it just wasn't there. And we'll continue to try to find opportunities and create situations to get him the ball, because he is a big threat for our offense. And when he does catch the ball and make plays for us, we're better offense. So we'll keep trying to get the ball to him, but there are some times we haven't been successful because of what they're doing on defense.
Last two for Coach.
What's the area of emphasis this week with Christian and what you want to see him do this week?
I guess a team that's playing so good on defense, we got to do a good job of managing opportunities. And then when we have an opportunity, take advantage of it. And he'll be the impetus in getting that done at the quarterback position. So when we have opportunities on the road this Sunday, his being able to lead us and helping us to capitalize on those opportunities.
Last one. What's been his level of poise, would you say, against the blitz? I mean, when things are happening around him, and, you know, so much a part of being a quarterback is just being calm and all, in the face of all that. I mean, how would you say he's done whenever there's been extra rushers?
I think he's much improved, Mark, when it comes to other people being in his face and having to make a move in the pocket. He did some things even the game on Thursday where, you know, there was pressure on him. He got rid of the ball, didn't take some sacks in some key situations. I think he's much improved, and, you know, our staff always has to – we always have to remind one another that it's still early in the process for him, but the growth has been exponential in a lot of ways. I mean, he's grown so much when it comes to dealing with pressure, whether it be from a guy coming off the edge or somebody in his face, and he'll get better as time goes on. But to answer your question, much improved.
When did you notice that? It was on tape, and I mean, teams were just going to start, you know,